Hi, it's Megan Segura.
It is Rachel Roberts.
And this is The Daily Dish.
Bravo's official podcast.
Rachel's barely hanging on, you guys. She is in a sad state.
We had a party last night to celebrate the end of summer.
And we're coming off, I think, like we drink a lot because last episode we were drunk in the bathroom at the Regency.
Oh, right. We sound
this
like...
This isn't a comment. Like, it just kind of happens.
Well,
sometimes.
Also... The reason why I got so turned up last night is because it never happens.
Right.
Like, I feel like we have very few parties.
Yeah.
So when they happen, we all go crazy because we're like, we're actually at a party. Like, does that make sense?
Free alcohol.
Yeah. Basically, we're like, what? Free alcohol. And then there's never enough food.
Right.
So,
no matter how hard
no
they
matter,
try.
Yeah. I don't blame anyone. It just, it's a bar. You know, there's never enough.
I have a few videos on my phone that I was showing Rachel this morning because it's just like this hilarious progression of like when she was at the top of feeling really good. And then the next one is someone leading her down the street.
Because I couldn't walk myself.
To the second location, which I'm not sure was a great idea.
No, I should have left.
And then the third video is someone feeding her fries and just being like, she just needs water.
Is that one Matt saying?
It was Kateri saying.
Oh, she's like, no, not fries. She needs water.
She just needs water. And Rachel, like, I can't even describe the look on her face, except that it's kind of like in that movie Get Out, where it's like there's someone in the body that's just like, help me. Like, that's how she was looking at me.
That's how drunk I was. I was Get Out. In the, what did they call it? The lost space?
The sunken place.
I was in the sunken place.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a rough, costly night for me.
So message me if you want those videos.
No, you don't. I'm so embarrassed. Oh, my God. So, yeah, guys, I'm sorry. I'm not just on the struggle bus. I'm driving the struggle bus this week.
Grace and I are feeling great, though. I mean, we danced the night away. We got our cardio in.
I mean, I apparently danced, too. Didn't know it.
Yeah, it's on the video.
Yeah. So that's where I'm at today. But, yeah, go easy on me this week, guys. I need your support.
Temper your expectations.
Yeah. What a better way to get over a hangover than talk about The Real Housewives of Orange County?
Yeah, okay. I think
does that make sense?
We can get behind that transition.
Okay.
So The Real Housewives of New York is over. I'm still torn up. But I feel like we had a good ending with the Luann thing.
Yeah.
So that is over, but we do have other shows we're going to talk about.
We're going to be talking about The Real Housewives of Orange County, Shaws of Sunset, and of course, The Real Housewives of Dallas. And we even had Deandra Simmons in the office. It was very exciting.
I'm like, was I really thinking this do-rag and inside-out anthropology sweater right when I was doing that, you know, talking to Keaton? No, probably not. That's not a good fashion choice in my book.
But first, let's check in with Laura for some headlines. I think it's time to get in some headlines.
Yes, please.
And who better to walk us through them than Laura Rosenfeld here with the Daily Dish News.
Yes. Hey, guys.
Hi.
How's it going?
Great.
Well, we have more about Tom. It's always about Tom, right?
It is always about Tom.
I'm glad to know it's still about Tom.
Yeah.
Not over.
No.
Yes. Well, he finally commented on his divorce from Luann de Lesseps last week in a little brief statement to E! News.
Mm.
Yeah. So he said, quote, "I fell in love, got married quickly, and am very sad that two people in love are not together. I wish Luann much happiness and love."
It's not exactly the cheating confession I was hoping for, but
Luann
it'll
says
do.
He didn't cheat.
I know. It's just like both of them have given such like diplomatic answers that I kind of wanted a little dirt.
Well, this is what I'm hoping is going to happen. There'll be another season. They'll have a night out and someone, probably Ramona, is going to be like, Luann, what really happened? And then we'll find out. Right? And then right. Luann will be hopefully Bush is drunk, and tell us.
Right.
Right. But that's very rare. Bush level.
I know.
Bush level. Luann. I mean, we've only seen it once.
It's true.
In 9 seasons. So.
And we'll never forget it.
I know. No. So I'm not but too convinced we'll see that again. True. But
but it is interesting he spoke out about it because we haven't heard a peep from him until now.
Right. Yeah. He really hasn't said anything. He made one comment through his rep shortly after Luann made the divorce announcement on Twitter in early August. But really, other than that, it hasn't. It's been very silent on the D'Agostino camp.
I think it would have just been great if he retweeted it.
Ugh.
Oh.
Like, we're getting divorced. Tom retweeted.
Great use of the retweet.
What else is going on this week?
So we had a little bit more ex-drama happen. Well, not happen, but we got an update on some ex-drama from Kate Chastain from Below Deck.
Ooh.
She stopped by the Bravo HQ last week, and we caught up with her and asked her to give us an update on the legal situation with her ex, Ro Hernandez. And so she told the Daily Dish in an interview that, quote, everything's been dropped and I'll be clear in March.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either, that everything was dropped.
So
did you guys not read the article in the Daily
Dish? I'm sorry. I was waiting for you to tell me.
Right, that's right.
But that's a big deal, right?
Yeah, it's huge because, you know, the summer of 2016, Kate was arrested after things reportedly got physical between the two of them. And, you know, that grabbed headlines. So we were kind of waiting on what was the next, you know, update, what was going to happen. So
that's great. So it's like it never happened.
Right.
Kate said she doesn't keep in touch with Ro, though, and they haven't spoken, so I can't imagine it was...
Right, and she alluded to it a bit on this season of Low Deck. Basically, she was what Patty Stenger always says. She just has a bad picker. She's like, if I like them, they can't be a good person.
Right.
So, yeah. Here's hoping to your luck and love in the future, Kate Chastain.
But some happy news on the relationship front with Bravo Lebs, finally. I feel like we've been talking a lot about breakups over the past few weeks.
I love breakups.
It's been a summer of breakups, but also the summer of love ending with a wedding. Josh Flagg got married.
Right.
Yes, to Bobby Boyd on Saturday, on September 9th, at the Beverly Hills Hotel, which seemed very over the top, extravagant, amazing, glamorous ceremony.
Is that where Kim... Was Kim Richards drunk at the Beverly Hills Hotel?
Yeah, it's where a lot of scandals have happened.
Yeah. I just wanted to point out that it's a very important place in Bravo history.
It's a landmark.
When Lindsay Lohan's sex list was found, remember? The list of all her lovers?
Yes.
Also there.
Which is why you just don't keep a list.
Yeah, well.
Well, a happy place for Josh and Bobby.
See,
good memories for them.
Dark. Yeah. But really happy because I don't know if any of you, if you did, Laura, if any of our listeners did, watched Sonya Morgan's Instagram stories over the weekend, but she was having a great time at the wedding.
Yes, and even before the wedding, the prep for the wedding, the night before, the rehearsal dinner with Josh's parents.
Yeah,
she was having a blast. Yes, she was just one of many housewives invited and who attended the wedding, including Kyle Richards was there with Mauricio, her husband, and also Eden Sassoon from last season of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. So...
We don't know much about Bobby, though. I mean, we did see him last season, but I feel like...
Right,
because he fell fast for Bobby.
Right.
Like, they met, like, a year ago.
Fast and furious.
Fast and furious.
I mean, he was very sure. He came in last year. We talked to him at the Daily Dish, and he was very sure that Bobby's the one. And they tied the knot, so I guess he must be.
Well, congrats.
Yeah.
Josh Flagg, I have a confession. Back and when it used, like, very beginning seasons, I had, like, the biggest crush on Josh Flagg.
It's, like, the least surprising fact about you.
Well, you know, I thought I was... Right, and then he came out, and it broke my heart. I, like, remember the episode, and I was like, what? No.
How many gay men have you fell for?
I don't usually. Josh Flagg's my only one. I promise. I know you would think with all my years in theater, it would have been like several. But no. What else do we have, Laura? Moving on from my personal life.
Yeah, so I mean, it was kind of a dramatic episode of the Real Housewives of Orange County on Monday night. There was some more chatter about Eddie Judge and some rumors questioning his sexuality again. And Tamara addressed those rumors again in a bit of a fiery Instagram post.
Tamara, fiery? No.
Let's just say she wasn't happy, understandably, with, you know, more talk about her husband. And so she wrote on Instagram, quote, "How orchestrated and wrong was that? The worst acting I've ever seen. They are nothing but homophobic bullies that think it's okay to try and out a straight man hoping to humiliate him." And then she went on to say, quote, "Well, guess what? It didn't work. It's not the 1920s, and being gay is not something to be ashamed of or mocked. You should all be ashamed of yourself. We all know who was behind this. Bye."
She wrote a really crazy blog this week, and it echoed the same feelings of, like, I've never seen such bad acting. Vicky, how dare you invite these people?
Mm. Yeah, and what's interesting is it was the best man at Tamara's wedding Eddie. Yeah, was the one who brought up these rumors again and was saying some really, you know, crazy stuff.
It was her best man, which is, yeah, bananas, because they clearly aren't best anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't look like they're friends anymore. Let's right. just say that. Yeah. So, yeah, it was doubly hard to watch.
Ooh. Well, I can't wait to watch more. So thank you so much, Laura, for coming in and giving us all that amazing, delicious tea. You at home can find all the links to all of those stories in the description, and you can find even more stories on bravotv.com/thedailydish. There are dashes in between the words if that trips you up. Last night, it took me an hour and a half to get home, and it was terrible. But what did you do last night, Megan?
I had a pretty good night. I was solo, but I turned on some Sex and the City. I poured myself a glass of wine, I cooked black bean and quinoa tacos from my Sunbasket organic delivery.
That sounds delicious.
It's amazing.
Really? Okay, so what happens with Sunbasket?
So they send you everything in a box. It's pre-measured ingredients, and the instructions are really easy to follow. I hate people who are like, I just love to experiment in the kitchen. I add a dash of this and a coat of that. And I like, no, I need instructions. And so it's really simple, and all the recipes are under 30 minutes.
Oh, wow. So it's like not an overwhelming experience
no.
at all.
No. And as you know, I don't eat meat, and they have a vegetarian option.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, they also
the
have
quinoa
like a
and black bean.
Yeah, and they have a paleo option, gluten-free option, lean and clean option.
Ooh.
Yeah, Sunbasket takes out the guesswork of preparation, so it makes cleanup easier, and you can skip the grocery store.
Well, I'm really excited because I'm supposed to get mine next week.
So if you guys at home want to try it, go to sunbasket.com/dish today, and you get 50% off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/dish.
Let's dig into the shows. Like I said, I want to talk about OC because it's the only thing that's going to get me out of this slump.
Ugh, it was such a crazy episode.
Yeah, but I wanted to talk about Lydia and Megan and that weird hill fight.
Oh my God, that was so weird.
Yeah.
Okay, so Lydia and Megan go for a walk and are sort of recapping what happened at Drag Queen Bingo. And Lydia's basically like, I'm on Kelly's side.
Yeah.
Something's off with Kelly. She tries to hurt people. And she tried to hurt me and said that my husband's having an affair on me. That changed the way I thought about Kelly.
Well, of course, but you did the same thing to her. I'm kind of on Kelly's side with it.
With what? Are you f***ing kidding me right now?
I know, I'm sorry.
And Megan freaks out, like has a legit like emotional breakdown over it.
You know,
Sorry.
No, go for it.
I was going to say, which considering that I find Megan to be very combative regularly to people, like they'll say something and be like, but no, I think it's the other way around. Or she'll just say that to people. So someone that is so combative, the fact that
she can dish it but not take
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I was surprised.
And I think also like combining that with the hormones, I do think that's at play. But I thought it was kind of unfair. Again, I know it's the hormones, but it's like in the heat of this breakdown to be like, I gave my baby a bottle to be here.
It came after my marriage when I was 7 months pregnant. And my baby's at home right now. And she's going to get a bottle because I'm hiking with you, Lydia. And I don't want to breastfeed my baby, but I can't.
Let's go back.
So I want to go home and take care of my baby.
No, I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like, I gave up breastfeeding for you.
I gave up Christ for you.
Exactly.
Right. Once again, referencing Sex and the City.
Now.
Let me just watch this one pitch.
I gave up Christ for you, and you can't give up the Mets?
It's gonna be a long life if you keep that up. I gave up Christ for you. Take out the trash. I gave up Christ for you. Pick up your socks.
Yeah, I just thought it was such a huge reaction. And I, so she has to agree with everything you said because you gave up breastfeeding for you? It was just such a weird comment.
Yeah, I don't know. That was weird. Poor Lydia's just like, what?
Like, and I feel like she took it very well to be like, I did not know you were going to get this upset. I'm sorry. I don't even want to say my opinion because I don't want to upset you, you know?
But see, this is why I have to say, I see comments that some people don't like Lydia.
Right. Yeah.
But what I like about her is she says things. I feel like naturally people tend to get agreeable with the people they're talking to. And she's just like, you're actually in the wrong about this.
No, that is what I like about Lydia, too. Or I loved her in, like, episode 3 or 2 of this season when she was just like, you know what, Shannon, I don't think we're going to get along. And I don't agree with what you just said. And I was like, yeah, Lydia. Like, I'm so glad you're calling her out. And I think that Megan is, we're starting to see it this episode, but I don't think it's the end of it. People are calling her a pot stirrer.
Right.
Which I feel like no one ever commented on before because it was about Brooks and it was about lying about cancer. So that's far worse than pot stirring. But when it's kind of lighter drama and you're pot stirring, I think that people are going to call that out more.
Right.
Do you think she was being a pot stirrer?
Megan?
Yeah.
No. I mean, just based on the text messages, because I feel like that's what Lydia was
talking about.
Yeah, when she was like, well, you started it by saying to Kelly, I see this thing about you dating a guy. To me, that's different than saying, oh, well, I heard that. Like, she's probably genuinely trying to say, I heard something. I don't know if it's true. It wasn't on camera. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Right. She didn't do it on camera. I see what you're saying. But at the same time, we know Kelly's a defensive person.
Right.
We know that she's going to go for the belt. So when you're right away being like, do you have a boyfriend? Like, she's going to come back at you.
Right.
Like, I can't tell how innocent it was.
Right.
And over text, you never know.
Yeah, right. I also found it weird. We didn't get to talk about it the episode last week, but the drag queen bingo that Lydia was, like, uncomfortable. I recently went to drag queen bingo for the first time. It was amazing.
Yeah, no, drag queen bingo is the most fun.
So fun.
So I'm sad that she left because she's missing out on the most fun. You get prizes.
I think maybe she didn't get the right experience. She needs to go with
right
people that are gonna have, like, less intense conversations.
Right, not screaming about cheating husbands and
right,
like, yeah. And then Shannon getting spanked, though, we didn't get to talk about that, and it was amazing. I can't believe how much she looked like Bret Michaels.
I know,
like, she really does look like Bret Michaels.
Ugh.
And did you ever watch Rock of Love?
Yes.
I loved that show. I even watched Daisy of Love. I don't know if you watched that, but it was the spinoff with one of the girls from, like, season 2 of Rock of Love.
I feel like that show was my first taste of, oh, reality shows aren't always depicting reality. Because it was, like, at their reunion for season 1, the girl was like, I thought this was it. I thought we were really in love. And then after filming, he just never called me.
Oh, that makes me sad.
I know.
Brett, what the heck?
But he's a rock star.
Love is maybe just one night only with Bret Michaels.
Vagina ADD.
Dude, yeah, Vagina ADD. Oh, that show was so great. I watched Flavor of Love. I watched them all.
Yeah, totally.
Can't Pumpkin.
Stop with one.
Yeah. No, New York. I love New York. I watched that too.
Tequila, a shot at love?
Oh, see, I didn't watch Tila Tequila because I find her annoying.
Something's weird about her.
Anyway, back to our programming.
Well, speaking of
Vicky.
Shannon.
Oh, I know. I literally was watching this alone in my house. I just was like, I have no one to, like, be like, it's happening. It's happening. They're talking. Ah! I was like freaking out.
This is once again why Shannon is MVP for a lot of episodes for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because my God, she does not shy away from, like, the heavy stuff.
Right. Vulnerability City.
Right.
That's Shannon Bedore. For me, I think what I wrote down are something to the effect of, like, it was the first time that she's actually discussed that her marriage isn't back to what it was.
Right.
Because I think that we've all kind of seen it throughout the season a little bit. But, like, she just, like, head on was, like, when she was crying and saying, I just want to know what I did. I'm not afraid of the answer.
I'm not afraid of the answer.
I'm not afraid. I'm even getting chills saying it.
Then why did he do a vow renewal?
I think any normal human being would say, what did I do? Like, what is it about me? I'm not afraid of the answer. I'm not afraid.
I just want to know the truth. I just want to know what happened. If I did something, I'll take responsibility. Just let me know what happened, because it's torture for me to try and figure out what happened.
So
heartbreaking.
And on her birthday.
And I feel like he's not like her in the way that he's not as expressive. Right. So it's just like kind of pulling teeth with him. Like, what are you feeling?
Right, right. He's like a wall.
Yeah.
He definitely has a wall up.
What do you think's happening? I really want to go to that restaurant they went to for Eddie's birthday.
Oh, my God. It's all I want to do now.
How much is the overhead to run that place? Because you're spending so much money on the props.
Right, right. It's like a prop comedian, but like a restaurant.
But like the toasters with the Pop-Tarts?
I know.
Yes, please.
It was so cute.
Popcorn shrimp and a popcorn maker?
What? That fork.
The fork.
It was, I literally wrote down, I want to go to, what is it called? Barton G's. I was like, where is this? Is there one in New York?
Why does Shannon always whisper her drink order, though? Like, she always will pull the waiter in really close and be like, I'll do a Great Goose and soda.
With
that,
always with two limes? With
two
limes. Five limes.
A lot of lime juice.
A lot of lime juice.
But it's yeah. like... Does she not think the microphone will pick her up? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, maybe it's like a not prudish, but like, you know, it's like,
I think she does get self-conscious when she drinks, because I think people have in the past been like, you drink way too much. And even Tamara said it about her, like, her first season on the show. So maybe she tries to, like,
downplay it.
But you should, if you want a cocktail, have a cocktail.
Yeah, it's a birthday party.
Yeah. Live your life.
Live your life.
But also, handle your high.
Oh, I just want to go back to the David and Shannon thing really quickly. What did you think about him in the prayers saying, please, like, fix our relationship problems in front of their kids?
Okay. Lord, thank you for today. Lord, bless Shannon tonight and tomorrow for her birthday. Allow her to have a day of celebration of her life and her coming year. Lord, help us work through everything that we go through in a relationship. Bring us back to... help us bring us back to where we were at our vow renewal. If you wanted nothing to do with me, why did you renew the vows? Why did you do it? I feel like we're in the same place that we were before he had the affair. Watch over the girls, watch over the kids and Archie. Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
But they were having that conversation in the next room.
Right.
It's all... fraught.
Yeah, and I thought it was interesting too that Shannon was like, well, what Vicky said really upset me and it's been really hard on me, and David was like, well, I didn't care. How could he not care? Or he said it didn't affect me, like it affected you.
And I wanted you to get over it, but you couldn't.
I just love Shannon Bedore so much.
I do have to say, though, why did she get so worked up if he didn't care?
Right.
But because the whole thing was protecting him. I don't want these allegations about him to get out. If he's like, whatever, then like, why did she get so upset to the point of...
Right. I mean, but it's such a terrible thing.
Yeah, I know, totally.
So I get it. I don't think that he gets upset about anything. You know what I mean? Like, he's such a chill person, and Shannon is the opposite. So, of course, I feel like Shannon gets upset when, like... the salad doesn't work out correct, you know? So it's like something that big is going to really affect her.
Don't eat chips in front of her.
Yeah, no.
That would piss me off too, though.
No, me too. If I was making quinoa, you're just eating chips.
Yeah.
David.
By the way, you don't drink in front of an alcoholic. So, like, don't be snacking away if she's trying to lose the weight.
Mm. True words, Megan. True words. But yes, back to birthday palooza. Because it's not just one birthday.
Vicky's birthday.
Where she had to sing her own birthday song.
So Vicky. Oh my God, I love that she was like, I'm thinking about doing a roast. And Brianna's like, no.
Oh my God, I wrote that down too. She was like, Mom, do you know what a roast is?
Don't do it. You will just be so upset the whole time.
You'll just be crying. She's like, well, I don't want to cry on my birthday.
She's like, no, it's just like, oh, you hate it when people tap their foot. She's like, no. That's...
What are you going to roast Vicky about? I mean, there's so much. There's work. How's you know, when she...
Love Tank.
She hasn't fallen asleep during a conversation this season yet. I wonder if it's coming up.
Has to. Love Tank, yeah. One conversation you can't snooze through is
Vicky calling Tamara.
Oh, no.
Oh, I know. Oh, duh. Duh.
The one at her party.
Yeah.
With that motley crew of...
Yeah, we didn't even talk about this episode is Housewives are ghosts of OC Past.
Okay, so we had Lizzie, Love,
Gretchen,
classic,
Gina,
that's classic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We need something else for Gretchen.
Iconic.
Iconic. Great word. I mean, there's so many words to describe Gretchen. All of them fit.
Right.
I was surprised to see her there considering Pig Face.
Gretchen.
Miss Piggy.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Vicky said, we've run into each other and we've made up since.
It made me, seeing Gina and Gretchen there, I was like, is there going to be a comeback? Because I feel like we need some OGOC. I know we still have Tamara. I know we still have Vicky. But I would love if someone came back to shake things up.
I have to say, I was disappointed when Gretchen left the show. And Alexis, because I felt like they did have so much individual drama and group drama. But
and they were such personalities.
Totally. But, I mean, we also got great housewives.
Yeah.
Shut him a door.
Yeah.
God, love her. Okay, so then... Ricky Santana.
Good old Ricky's back.
Which, you know, he's very friend of. We've seen him in so many seasons of Real Housewives of Orange County. And he was best man in
Tamara's wedding.
So it is crazy that he's at this dinner being like, oh yeah, I saw Eddie kiss a man.
So do you know if Eddie's gay or not?
I saw him making out with a guy.
Hold on, back it up.
Goodbye, goodbye, I'll see you later.
No, making out with the cop.
Wait, so you were Tamara's best man in her wedding.
You may kiss your bride, your wife.
Why wouldn't you tell Tamara
that her husband was maybe not all about her?
Yeah.
Because I thought that was something they were just into.
That Tamara already knew.
I thought she was okay with that.
I don't want to know this. I don't want to know this. I don't want information in my brain that validates what was told to me. I don't want to know this.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Sorry, what?
Tell me more.
Yeah. Hey, hold on. You were best friends with her, but now you're telling us all this.
Because it's the truth.
What? And then to just, first of all, on camera. Second of all, and then say, I just thought Tamara was okay with it. That was just the kind of relationship that they had, that she knew.
And, okay, but also that Gretchen was like, I mean, maybe it was genuine. But when she was like, oh, but why would you be saying this? I mean, you guys used to be great friends. And he's like, because it's the truth. They're not great friends anymore.
Are they not?
I looked on his social, and, like, he hasn't posted anything about Tamara since, like, 2000.
Since the wedding.
Yeah, since, like, long ago. And he actually tweeted something that was like, oh, I'm getting a lot of tweets. Tamara and Eddie's wedding episodes must be playing in the UK. Hashtag no regrets.
Like, they definitely, something happened.
Yeah, and he's... Photos of Gretchen are plastered all over his Twitter and Vicky. So,
so you switch sides.
I don't know.
Like, what I found most interesting from that conversation is the rumors were already out there, whether or not they're true or not. So, yeah, then why did Tamara get so mad?
Right, I don't know.
Is it because it's Vicky who's saying the rumors? Or, like, confirming to an enemy in Kelly Dodd being like, oh, yeah, that's been a thing before, or I've heard that before.
I think probably what upset Tamara is not so much that she had never heard the rumor before. It's that Vicky's talking about it on the show.
Right, or with other people that are on the show, too.
Right.
Yeah, I could see that. It's always like that you don't talk about family or the kids on the show.
Right.
It's the rule.
That's what I love about Housewives is there are, like, two different worlds you're playing with, which is, like, you're crossing the line because you're putting this out there for everyone. It's, like, the stuff that you, like, the friendship has different levels of,
and
like...
I feel like the first time we really saw that was Brandi Glanville and Adrian Maloof and the kids stuff.
Yes!
And that was why it was so epic. It was because it was like... they're mad because you're talking about it on the show, you know?
Ugh.
Ugh, what a great moment in television history.
I wish I had worked here then.
Yes.
I know, as a fan that night, I was watching the episode and I immediately got on Twitter. I was like, what are they talking about? Because they bleeped it.
Right, right.
Fans weren't allowed to know what was happening. But then it kind of, you know, came out.
Well, because Adrian later said, like, this is what it was about, right?
She officially said it, but, like, I think the next day it was, like, it was all
found
over,
out.
Like, other websites. Like, this is what it is.
I know, but it's like, you can't do that. It's people's, like, kids' lives, you know?
And that's, and for a kid to find out that way.
Yeah. Yeah, it was not a good situation. But, yeah, so it's like, I don't know if that was the first moment, but that's, like, the moment that I think of that it first happened.
Taylor Armstrong and the stuff about the physical stuff with her husband before he died. The ladies, when Camille was like, you didn't want us to talk about it, but now we're talking about it.
Yeah.
And what she means is now we're talking about it on camera.
Right, right, right.
Ugh, I love Housewives.
I know, I know. So, yeah, this is definitely like that. That's that feeling of a moment. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see. And then we got to see the rest of the season trailer.
Yes.
Do we want to play it?
Yeah.
Later this season on The Real Housewives of Orange County.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
You ready?
How many guys do you think are looking at my boobs right now?
Let me show everybody how it's done.
Sorry about that.
Doug and his balls.
To Doug and his balls.
I think it needs to be lit like a bong.
Can you Google it? We need the marijuana.
Turkey guilty of genocide.
We are the voice for those who are massacred.
Okay.
You accuse me of squeezing people's legs under the table about you, and I didn't.
You're like my sister. You're my family.
I just want to literally tell you I'm sorry.
Wait, I'm confused. Did you have cancer or did you not have cancer?
You can't do steps. You're too groggy and dizzy.
Kelly, can you hear me?
This is so beautiful. I feel like I'm in heaven right now.
Golden diet.
Golden diet.
Woo! I'm peeing on a glacier.
We will start with the fermented shark. Don't smell it.
Okay. That was me and Tamara.
I loved you as a friend, and you chose him over me!
Oh my gosh, it's fine then. We're done. We're done.
You know how f***ing hair this is for me?
I am not going to allow that bitch, Tamara, to sit there and call me a liar. I'm done.
You weren't there. You did not hear what my husband said.
Do you trust your husband?
Do not go there.
You pick up f***ing lame.
Oh my gosh, you're being nuts, Peggy.
Oh my God, this girl's a f***ing bitch.
This is dysfunction in the highest degree.
I think it looks amazing.
I just like the inner cuts of, like, the fighting with the Vikings.
So funny. I'm excited to see, and like we were saying earlier about Lydia, is that she'll just, like, she's a straight shooter, and I'm excited to see more of that.
Right.
That they kind of tease, that she's just telling people, like, no. Or when she throws his menus at somebody, I don't remember who it was. I'm excited. I can't wait for them to go to Greenland, too. Iceland.
All right, so let's move on to Dallas.
Yeah, we didn't get to talk about Dallas last week either.
Right. But so we, last week, released set up this week, which is they're going to Memphis to go see Brandy's family.
What did you think about the Brandy asking Cameron in front of, I mean, not asking Cameron in front of Carrie and Stephanie?
I would like to invite y'all to go home with me to Tennessee.
Is Leanne coming?
No.
Yes, I'm going to be there.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Don't worry. It's not awkward at all that you gave him gifts in front of me like this.
I thought that was totally fine.
Really?
I mean, I get that it's not the nicest thing to do, but I think she was just like, this is my last, I'm about to leave. You're still standing here. Like, you know, it would have also been rude to be like, hey, I'm going to go talk to these two people without you. You know?
Right. Yeah, I get that. And it's like maybe just poor planning when she could have maybe earlier in the day.
Yeah,
like when she first got there or something. Or individually.
I actually thought it was ruder for Cameron to be like, what you did was really rude in front of her daughter.
Really? See, I was more on Cameron's side. I just felt very like, this is basic manners. Like, do not do that.
Yeah.
Especially, like, with Cameron being new and wanting, like, and I get, of course, that she's not going to maybe invite her to meet her family. Like,
right.
They don't know each other like that. But, yeah, it just was very, like, just felt wrong. And it's like, maybe then meet them for coffee the next day because you didn't get a chance.
Right.
You know?
I get it. Yeah. I think I was more shocked that Brandy didn't invite Leanne.
Me too.
I'm just very confused. What is this friendship between them?
I know. I think it was what I think happened is Brandy didn't have Stephanie. Leanne was more than happy to come in and be her person. And then just like I think Leanne was worried about, like, am I just going to get kicked to the curb once? Is everyone going to be against Leanne again once you and Stephanie are back together?
The answer is yes.
Yeah, it seemed like that. And yeah, like Carrie said, I think she said this in last week's episode, if I found out that you didn't allow me in your home, I would be like, fuck you. And, like, I don't want to be your friend then.
So, originally, I thought, oh, they're taking it too literally. Brandy was being facetious when she says she doesn't let Leanne in the house. Mm. Meaning, like, you know, I can't let my kids hang out around her too much because she has a potty mouth. No. Literally does not let her in the house. What?
Well, in Leanne's blog, ooh, she says, that isn't a rule. I've been in her house. She's full of shit.
Why say it?
I don't know. There's something going on.
It makes me upset because I think, like, it paints Leanne in this, like, well, she doesn't have children, so she doesn't know what it is to be around children.
Carol and Aviva.
So I don't know. It's just mean.
Yeah, it just wasn't. And I get maybe not inviting her if you're newer friends too and you're going home to meet your family and, like, her and Stephanie obviously are very, very, very close. And then I think her and Carrie are as well. But at the same time, it's just fair weather friends.
Right.
And it bummed me out.
It was also sad to see Brandy get rejected by her grandmother.
It's such an empty feeling when you love somebody so much and you just feel shunned. You feel like they're not letting you in. It makes me second guess even trying.
What really killed me was when her mom cried.
Right.
And I was like, I just felt so bad when she was like, I'm so sorry that my mother is like this and, like, it hurts you. I was like, oh. I wrote down, what is Stephanie wearing? Because she was wearing this, like, it reminded me, I know you don't like Seinfeld, but of the puffy shirt episode, she was wearing this very interesting shirt out
on
the town. And I just was like, what is this outfit? And then they went into, like, Cinderella's pumpkin. I just was like, what is happening? What goes on in Memphis besides catfishing?
Walking down Memphis. I can't believe they didn't play that song in this episode. That was a miss.
Missed opportunity there. But I'm excited to see what happens when they come back and these two groups, I think, have kind of formed. Especially because Carrie's really going to get put in the middle because she knows everyone.
Right.
Or, like, gets along with everyone. But I thought it was kind of mean of Brandy to say about Deandra, like, well, I don't care if I'm friends with her. I was like, you don't even know Deandra.
Right.
Like, give her a chance.
No kidding. I like Deandra.
I do, too. And I loved how upset she got about her stepson. Like,
that was crazy.
Yeah. I just, like, love is a weird thing to say, but her passion was so, like, I was like, Deandra's a good lady.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that it's affecting her so much. Like, she's, like, a good stepmom.
I mean, also, that stepson seems like sort of a David Bedore, where it's just like, what are you feeling?
yeah. He's just young and stupid.
Right. He'll learn.
I also loved her headband. It reminded me a lot of Tiffany Hendra last season, because she would wear those, like, scarves or headbands in her hair a lot.
Right.
But I really like, I was like, do I need to wear headbands? Deandra looks great. But yeah, I think there's going to be a lot more next week. And maybe Rich is proposing?
What?
I know.
I loved when he, like, faked her out.
Oh, my God,
proposal.
I know. It was so funny.
Because Jim used to do that to Pam in the office.
Yeah.
So
did he tie his shoe?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that was so mean. But I loved her reaction. Like, they just seem so cute.
Yeah.
So I can't, and I love that he does it at a carnival. Because she's a carny. She calls herself a carny. I don't know if I'm allowed to.
No, I think, I mean,
okay.
I can't speak for the carny community. Christian, carny.
Yeah, Christian, carny. Leanne Locken, we love you. But yeah, I think
if she comes in the office, we have to have her do that.
Yeah.
Christian, carny.
Or it's me, you, Christian, and you, Christian, and she goes, carny, and she pops up.
We'll work it out.
Yeah, we'll work it out. But we talked to DeAndra a couple days ago, and she spilled so much tea, and we learned about someone she was engaged to from a prominent fashion royalty family, which I was super stoked about. So let's listen to what she has to say. We are here with DeAndra Simmons from The Real Housewives of Dallas.
Yes, I'm so happy to be here with you girls.
Yes, thank you so much. You look amazing, by the way.
Thank you.
Your jacket is so
Alice and Olivia, my go-to for everyday wear.
Oh my God, it's so amazing. Well, your closet in general is fantastic. We have a tour on the site, and there's so much Oscar de la Renta. It's amazing.
Well, a little fun fact. I used to be, before my husband, I'll have to say, I was engaged to his godson. So I have some great Oscar in my closet, and I'm not getting rid of the Oscar that he designed before he passed away.
Wow. Yeah, and I would never give those pieces away.
Amazing. No, not happening.
The one thing I have to say to all our listeners that struck me when you walked in, your hair is amazing.
Thank you. I appreciate you saying that. It could be yours too, for the right price. The price is right. That works with hair too. You know?
You would never know, listeners.
Yeah. It like rivals Kyle Richards' hair. It's like so beautiful.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's a high compliment.
Oh, yeah. Especially in the Bravo world.
So I just want to start off with, your husband is so cute.
Yes.
Everyone is talking about
it. He's sexy. Hot and sexy. Sexy time that just drives our, you know, our children crazy. My stepson's like, oh God, I'm going to throw up in my mouth right now, please.
Have you been getting a lot of fan reactions about how cute he is? Because people are like, he's Maurizio cute. He's so cute.
Oh, that's your husband is so hot. Oh my God, please bring Jeremy back. Oh my God, he's so gorgeous. Oh my God, what do his abs look like? I mean, that was the yesterday's question. Does he have good abs?
Oh my goodness.
I'm like, he has good everything.
Prove it. How is he dealing with all of this attention?
Jeremy's so down to earth, and that's what I keep telling people. He kind of like rolls with the punches. Plus, he's been a really famous photojournalist and had a lot of criticism because he won the Military Photographer of the Year 7 times, and the jealousy, and he's used to being in the spotlight, and so he's enjoying it for me. So, you know, he's having a good time with it.
Oh, good.
He's probably tired of hearing me, like, you know, gripe and complain when something doesn't go my way, but every man is the same, you know?
I was curious because you come from such a well-known family. Mm-hmm. What was their response when you said you're coming on The Real Housewives?
Well, let's see. I didn't really tell them until they kind of found out about it. So my aunt and that side of the family, I didn't say anything. They heard about it. But luckily, Cameron Westcott's mother-in-law is best friends with my aunt. So, the messenger was better than me probably releasing that news. But
right.
I think they just think my father, who when he passed away, he said to me, DeAndra, you have so many great stories. He said, you should write a book. Do it when I pass away because it's going to be scandalous. But it's going to be a bestseller and have fun with your life. And, I love humor. So my dad is probably looking down from heaven going, all right, I like this.
No,
but I'm glad I'm not there to be.
Yeah.
What would be like one of the chapters in your book?
Dating with DeAndra, for sure.
I mean, if Oscar La Renta's godson was one of them.
Dating with DeAndra. Actually, I used to write a relationship column, and it was called Dating with DeAndra. And it's kind of the updated version of the rules, because if you think about when they wrote those books as two women, there was no social media. And now everybody puts their entire life on Snapchat, Twitter, or Instagram. Well, if you're trying to, if you're interested in a gentleman and you want to pique his interest, putting your entire life out there, or when you're upset. And what I can't stand is when women go, oh, when the door closes, the window's going to open and the right guy's going to come through. No, I am having a great time. I am partying. Sayonara, baby. You know, like, forget it. You know, I mean, I'm on a date every night. If this is a guy that's like done me wrong, I mean, trust me, they're not going to see any tears from this girl.
Right. And you said that. It was love at first sight with Jeremy.
Yes. Like 5 minutes.
Really?
I knew that was the man I was going to marry. I just, for some reason, I had that feeling in my spirit and my soul. And I think he did too. It took him a little longer longer to get there because he was a playa big time.
One of the things that's so interesting about you on the show is you're really bringing that sort of business aspect into it, because not all of the housewives work. So it's great to see you sort of like trying to take over this business. Where do things stand right now?
Well, my mom and I have, you know, as you said, an interesting relationship, and she started this business almost 22 years ago. So you can imagine it's her legacy. It's her baby. She's very controlling. We're both two controlling women. I mean, come on, my poor husband, Lord. I feel so bad for him. But right now we're still in negotiation stage. But like I said in one of my blogs, there may be a coup d'etat soon. You know, I'm going to wrest this company away from her. I hope at least. But she's, you know, she's 76. You got to understand that. She doesn't act 76. I mean, she has more energy than I do most days, but she's also very invested. And she, like she said, is worried about me not being able to run the company. I think it's just a protective also, but there's a lot of ego there as well.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought about walking away?
Yes, I did think about walking away. However, I will tell you this. In 2004, when I came home and to take over the company, and now we're in 2017. By the time I thought about walking away, it's one of the things is, you know, there's two companies there. Ultimate Living owns Hard Knock Good Morning. So what I'm trying to do is have both of those companies instead of just my one company. I have put a lot of – people think that my mommy and daddy paid for my business. No. I put $400,000 of my own money into this that I worked hard on with and to raise and everything. So this is my company. And if I take it away, I'm going to have to go and find capital investors and things like that, which I would rather stay the way it is. So
right.
I'm going to work this angle first instead of having to go get equity investors. And I may do that later, but this is the best angle for me right now.
You kind of mentioned misconceptions just now. Are there any misconceptions you want to clear up about this season, who you are, to anyone?
I think people, you know, say, why do you let your mommy do that? You know, take that silver spoon out of your mouth or whatever, which I think is so funny. But I mean, we just have a funny dynamic. We really love each other. But like I said, both of us are controlling women. And when you have two controlling women with big personalities, you know, you're going to have some tension and you're going to have some drama and you're going to have some fights. There was a time I told somebody, this is so funny, when we were in the middle of filming this season and my mother and I were mad at each other for literally 2 or 3 weeks and weren't talking. And I was doing confessionals. And so it was so funny. My husband, we were out to dinner and I said, you know, you weren't talking to me for 2 weeks. And she goes, well, you better not have said anything about me behind my back. I go, well, you know, you should have talked to me. Too bad. And she said it like when my husband was walking around the car and so he didn't hear it, you know, it was like a quick just snap, you know, and he goes, I can't believe I didn't hear that. I said, well, I'm sorry, Mom, you know, it's just TV.
So she's going to be like tuning in and watching interviews.
She's I'm not going to watch the show. And then every week she's like, well, so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so did this on the show. I said, I thought you weren't going to watch the show.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So far I'm not in trouble, but you know, Rachel and Megan, I may be in trouble in a few weeks. Right. We'll see.
Oh, what do you think? Why?
Well, who knows what's going to happen in my confessionals? I don't even know.
It must be a whirlwind. Like, you don't even remember what you said. What is it like watching it back again? Like, are there ever moments where you're like, did I say that? Oh, my God.
It is. So far, it really hasn't been one of those, did I say that? It's more about, why was I wearing that? So, I mean, I'm like, was I really thinking this do-rag and inside-out Anthropology sweater right when I was doing that, you know, talking to Keaton? No, probably not. That's not a good fashion choice in my book.
Especially for such a big moment in the show.
Yeah, I was like, the do-rag, no. And my sweater was inside-out. I was dying the whole time. Like, why didn't they tell me that my tag was there? You know, it was just so embarrassing. So I've learned the fashion lessons the hard way with my face on the concrete this season.
I feel like that's always a lesson from season one to season two with our housewives. Like, their look will change from season one to season two. But speaking of the season, I feel like you're having some issues maybe with Brandy coming up. Mm-hmm. You guys have both kind of talked about each other in your blogs. Mm-hmm. Where are you at now with Brandy, or what are you feeling watching the show?
You know, I don't think we're at a great place right now, but next, you know, a couple of episodes later, I think we'll be in a different place. I feel like we're at different places in our life. So, and I think that's probably what the acrimony you're seeing is that we are not understanding each other because we really didn't spend a lot of time to get to know each other. She's the only cast member on the show that I didn't know. Oh. So every other person I was friends with.
Yeah.
That's where you're seeing that tension and that, you know, the things that are playing out right now in social media, I think, is because of the fact that we didn't know each other. And, you know, like when you kind of have like two kind of, you know, animals, they're like two lions, like trying to figure out who's the dominant one, you know, that's kind of, and she's the OG. So the OG is always going to probably, you know, have more people that are on her side and have a lot to say about the new girl. So I'm the new girl.
Right. Did you watch season one?
Oh, yeah. Three times at least. So maybe more than that.
As Leanne's friend, what did you think watching her each week?
Oh, I would call her. I'd be like, what? Put down the champagne or something. Whatever you're drinking, put it down and stop, because this is not a good look for you, or this is not a good decision. Why did you do that? It's always, we have the same conversation after each, almost each episode is, why did you do that? And then she goes, you know, I really made, she would call me, go, I made a mistake. Just wait till you see. I'm like, another mistake? Okay, here we go. So it was kind of like roll, I mean, the eye roll, which I don't like, you know, but I can do it to Leanne. It was hard for me to watch her do some of the things that she did. And I think that, once again, you're talking also about a big age gap between, you know, we're talking about 36 to 50. Well, she's 50 now. I mean, this is different.
Yeah.
So understanding each other, I think. And then also Stephanie and Brandy had such a tight, still do a tight friendship. Mm-hmm. And when you have a tight friendship like that, you can almost finish each other's sentences.
Right.
It's hard to get in between that intimacy and try to find a place in the relationship, you know, as a friend.
Right.
So
what do you think about Stephanie's dynamic with Leanne? And
I don't, well, there's not really one. I don't think they get along. I don't think Carrie and Leanne get along. And I just said, you know, I've told them several times, you're not going to be friends. It's not going to work. So I have to kind of stand in the middle and try to be the referee. I call myself the referee on the show. So I don't know if I'm doing a very good job, but we'll see.
You were just talking about Hurricane Harvey, and I know that you have a personal connection to it.
So my niece lives in Rockport and lost her home. So her children, we were going to actually put them with another niece, one of her sisters, and put them in school there. But now I think we figured out a situation. We've done a GoFundMe to get her settled, and so her kids can stay down at least in the Houston area with, you know, the other kids. You won't want to get displaced like that in the, you know, the middle of being a teenager, and it's really hard. So a lot of my friends, unfortunately, were affected because they're in Houston, lost their homes, had flooding in their homes, lost their businesses. I mean, it is just devastating. And now we're seeing with Irma, I mean, you know, back to back, it's awful. In Charleston, I just texted Keaton before I came in here and said, how are you? And I haven't heard back from him. So we have a home in Charleston, too. So I'm more worried about the kids. I don't care about the house. But,
Of course.
Our other son is in college. He's at Greenville Spartanburg. So he's not going to be, you know, as affected as the Charleston people. So it's very sad. And these natural disasters, it seems like we're seeing more and more of them. And you're just helpless. And I mean, when you lose everything you have and starting all over again, I just can't imagine. I've seen devastation and I've seen things happen in other countries, like in Africa, and I'm getting ready to go to Iraq on Friday and see what has happened with the refugees. And it's, you know, I'm kind of, it's going to be hard. But, and then seeing it here too and just feeling so helpless, you know. But I encourage people to donate. I've donated. So I would encourage people that want to donate and help the victims of these hurricanes that they need to go to redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Or you can text the word IRMA to 90999 to make a $10 donation. So, but just both hurricanes affected people so greatly. And I really hope that people will reach deep in their pocketbook. If it's $5, $1, $10, $150 or $20,000. Just anything can help.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you.
I wanted to talk to you about your work. You're about to go to Iraq.
Yes.
For the first time. Yeah, for your first time.
Yeah, I've always wanted to go, and I'm very excited. I'm going to be working with the Nazarene Fund, and they're taking me to the refugee camps, and we're talking with families that were displaced by the war and then women and children that were compromised because of the war. And so I'm going to be meeting with them, and I don't know if you've seen my personal story. I'm a survivor of domestic violence, and I did a thing for the Salvation Army this past year. So that's how they asked me to go and talk to these mostly women and children and families. So I'm excited about that. I'm going to be doing MTV in Lebanon. I fly first to Jordan, then to Beirut, and then to Iraq, and meeting with the Talibani family, which is the ruling family of Kurdistan. Their elections are on September 25th to make Kurdistan a country. So,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'll be leaving the day before that happens. I think it's probably a good thing.
Are these kind of opportunities things have always come to you, or Housewives, does that kind of open you up to a bigger arena?
It does open me up to a bigger arena. And so one of the reasons I wanted to do the Housewives is because I wanted to be able to travel with my husband, and he's the photojournalism person, a photojournalist, and documents these people. I get to talk to them and tell their stories. Mm. And before Housewives, we went to India together. Before we were married, that's how he decided that we could, you know, he could marry me. We stayed in a tent for 2 weeks. That was interesting.
Goodness.
But I covered the Delhi rape case, and I met with women and, you know, talked to them about how they felt about what had happened, and even men, and discussed that, and, you know, bringing these issues out open as in affecting women. So I am a spokesperson for women and domestic violence in particular, but anyone that's been compromised through no fault of their own, or even if it is their fault, it doesn't matter. It's not important. It's just no one should be treated that way, and we need to do something about it.
Right. Well, thank you for sharing. That's amazing. Yeah. Thank you for being here today. This was so amazing.
Thank you, Rachel.
Yes.
Thank you
so much. We can't wait to watch the rest of the season.
I know.
We hear it's amazing.
Oh, we got a preview for next week, and it looks so juicy at this tea. Oh, my gosh.
I'm a little nervous about that, but maybe I'll be on a plane somewhere, so I don't have to worry about it. I'm kidding. Now I'll be blogging about it. Yeah. You know, my blogs are a little spicy. They're going to continue to be that way.
Oh, they're so great. If you're not reading her blogs, you have to.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, DeAndra, for coming into the office. You looked amazing. I know you were, like, literally about to fly out to Iraq to do all that good work. So the fact that you took time for us, like, means so much. And I want your hair. Yeah. And do you want to talk about Shaws of Sunset?
Yes, please.
This episode was good. Shaws is so good this season. I have a confession. I couldn't stop watching, and I've watched the next, like, five episodes.
I know. I did the same thing.
It's so good.
It was really good this season.
Yeah, I'm, like, loving it. Okay, Shaws, do you think Lasse is lying? I feel like we've had this conversation before, but now we've gotten more details about it.
Again, I will say, if I was on the jury...
Right.
This is mounting evidence.
Right. More is coming in, Doctor.
It's very coincidental.
I would freak out if you told me. It would be like if you went through your puppy situation, right?
Right. Okay, so my dog Penny, we adopted her. She was pregnant. We didn't know. 2 weeks later, gave birth to 7 puppies in my living room. Go on.
It would be like if I told you, oh yeah, at the same time that was happening to me. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, you were asking me questions about it, and I was sending you videos, and I was going through this whole thing, and we could have, like, commiserated, and, you know?
Right.
It's just so weird.
Yeah, no, it's really weird, because Asa's whole thing is, I didn't want to share it with MJ, I don't trust her. Okay, fine. Don't ask her questions about her experience, then.
Yeah.
Like, you don't...
You don't get to... you can't have it one-sided. You don't get to get everything you need from the other person and then give nothing, which I think is the whole problem.
Right. So what do you think?
Yeah, I think that she got IVF.
I mean, we better get a clear-cut doctor's notes answer to this at the reunion.
I know, but I don't think we will.
Why?
I don't think we'll ever know. Because I don't think she'll ever tell us. Because she's going to maintain that baby is a miracle.
Well,
and it could be. We don't know.
Yeah, it could be. But by the way, MJ, then you need to bring evidence.
I know. Well, I told Andrew, who's one of our fellow digital producers, like, we need a Megan Kinnegmans on the Shaws cast.
Right.
We need someone to get in there.
She'd find it out 2 seconds flat.
Yeah, she would already know. She probably knows already. We could just call Megan.
Wouldn't that be amazing just to ambush call her?
Like, yeah, and be like, Megan.
It's Megan and Rachel from Daily Dish. Did Asa have the baby naturally?
So then we have this party, Asa's documentary party. So, and before, Reza's like spilling basically all the tea to MJ, like, actually, you're right. She was totally getting it done at the same time. Not only getting it done at the same time, going to the same doctor.
Asa went to Dr. Gadir, right?
Why are you asking me that?
Because why the need to be secretive about everything?
Listen, if I'm going to Dr. Gadir if I'm going to a doctor at the same time you're going to a doctor.
Hey, I think you just slipped up.
What a f***ing con artist, charlatan. We went to the same doctor. The one that she asked and pried me for information on every single step of the way that I shared with her. Not
f***ing cool, dude.
And when Reza says, like, I think it's starting to click for me that maybe she did get IVF. And it's like, oh, my God, if Reza's saying it, what is going on?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that as a juror is like,
whoa. What a fun trial this would be.
Kind of. So we're at her art show.
We're at her art show.
And we see a montage of all of, like, her art projects throughout the years. But it also made me think that the Shaws in general have a lot of, like, interesting side projects going on.
Yes.
Like, Gigi's in this play.
Right. Which I thought she was, like, a pretty okay actress.
Yeah. We see Reza writing a play.
I mean, Mike is making kids' shoes.
But see, that's, like, at least...
I think it's pretty niche.
Business.
Right, you're making money from
you're
it.
You're making money. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe Oz is making money. I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this, except to say they have interesting hobbies.
Yes. I mean, her caftan store, too.
Right. Yeah.
So which is
I don't
a business.
Include that in the,
oh, in the yeah. interesting hobbies category.
Right. That's her work. That's fine. Paris Jackson was there.
Chester.
Bennington.
Yeah.
Very sad.
I know. It was really sad. I was like, I literally was like, is this who I, oh my God. Like, you know. So we see this documentary and the whole time MJ's like ripping it. And she's like ripping all of Asa's past art projects and just being like, I loved when she said, I'm sick of acting like she's a prodigy when she's just a master bullshitter. I was like, whoa, she's, like, going in. Because that's, like, I mean, that's, like, all, like, that's Asa's whole thing. That's her life,
right.
You know? So it's, like, you're really
but,
getting deep on the attacks now.
But at the same time, it's, like, if Asa's all about, like, bringing understanding, bringing truth
right.
to
how,
the world.
How, yeah, yeah, yeah. How hypocritical does that sound to MJ, who thinks she's just like a liar?
Right.
And I also loved the moment when Mike said, you know, Asa looks at you when you say something like you're crazy, and she's so good at it that she makes you think that you start to question yourself, and you're like, am I crazy? Maybe she's right, and she's like really good at that. And I was
see,
like,
again, this is why I sort of feel like... Maybe she did use in vitro because it's like Mike, too, is like, what the hell? You know?
Right, right.
It's not just MJ.
Right. But that's why, like, when Rez is saying it, when Mike is saying it, and even, like, Destiny was like, she sounds so genuine. And then MJ goes like, but she's not. And Destiny goes, and that's the thing about it. It's like, it just doesn't add up, you know? I just was... It was
yeah
interesting, but I love Tommy.
Oh, I love Tommy.
I love when she was like, "Can you just give me a minute?" He's I want to be alone or something like that, and he's like, "No, you don't get to be alone. I'm here for you." And I was like, "Tommy, you're such a nice guy."
Give me some hugs and kisses,
sweetheart.
Just give me some hugs.
Can
and
I
kisses.
Please have a moment yes. by myself?
Yep. Nope, you don't have any moments by yourself.
Yes,
no,
I do.
Nope, we sign up for life.
Leave me alone.
Nope, never gonna happen.
No, Tommy, please. Shh.
She's your good friend. I know she is because you told me so.
Okay, I'm just gonna... No. Can you stop boxing me the f*** out?
That was sweet.
Yeah.
But also, just give her a minute.
But no, no, no. I know. I was like, but she needs a moment.
You guys are in public. Just like, diffuse
let her.
It.
Yeah. But I, it just made me smile.
He loves her.
Yeah.
So much.
I know. I wanted to bring up the fact that earlier this week we had a conversation in the office about how hot Mike is and how you disagree because of the Jessica stuff.
I'll never look at him in that way.
Mm.
He took Jessica's heart and broke it.
Right.
Took away her trust after she switched religions.
Right.
Can't be attracted to that. Mm. But I like him.
See, I'm like way into it.
Yeah, like they were having a very inappropriate conversation.
Oh, we were not having an inappropriate
talking
conversation.
About his duel.
You brought up his golden duel. So yeah, if you want to go to inappropriate, it's Megan Segura, not Rachie Robb.
That's it.
Yeah, that well, we're gonna end on golden duel, which means penis in Farsi. Just in case anyone was confused.
If you're confused, you don't watch Shaws.
You don't even know what a duel is.
I'm fine and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy. Miss me, kiss me.